Next is our scrumptious main course of meat with tomatoes, onions, and biscuits. The onion, that popular piquant bulb of the lily family, is known in just about every culture the world over, whether it's green, yellow, white, or a red onion, a sweet, pearl, or a cocktail onion, a spring onion, Bermuda, Spanish, Italian, or Maui onion. Sidney Bechet recorded a wonderful tribute to The Onions in France about 1950. Singer Belinda Blair of the retro swing band Jelly Roll sings a dolorous lament about no more tomatoes. And in jazz and blues lyrics, meat figures symbolically, whether breast or thigh, rump, round, or shank, round bone, chop, or meatball. Likewise, in poetry, song, or fable, one might be said to provide such victuals by toiling in a salt mine, collecting a windfall, bringing home the bacon, or even by making a killing, as do Eddie Bayard and the New Orleans Classic Jazz Orchestra in this instrumental, Meat on the Table.
Thank you. Thank you.
singer Carol Lee getting a yeasty rise out of a salty Hokum Blues classic, Biscuit Rollers, with the original Salty Dogs of Chicago. Jelly Roll's No More Tomatoes. And in that set, we also heard Sidney Bechet's tribute to The Onions. And we began with the New Orleans Classic Jazz Orchestra with a tune dating back to the 20s. They put a big old shank of Meat on the Table. By the way, that New Orleans Classic Jazz Band recording of 1986 included a stellar lineup of Crescent City musicians, pianist David Bedinghouse, trombonist Tom Ebert, Amy Sharp, and on clarinet and soprano sax, a noted French chef, Jacques Côté. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New.
Some pet names I really detest, but there's one name that I like the best. Baby, baby, ooh.
What about the sugar?
Well, I bake that cake with eggs and milk and flour.
What about the sugar?
And I bake that cake real good for about an hour.
But what about the sugar?
Listen, babe, I get around, and you don't need sugar when I'm in town, cause baby,
what about the sugar, huh?
I like coffee freshly perked and steaming. It wakes me up at work when I start to dreaming. Listen, baby, don't seem too hip, so try a taste of these sweet lips, cause baby, baby, ooh.
What about the sugar?
Some boys think I'm honey sweet and luscious. They like me and my lips and sometimes try to touch us. Come on, babe, just one little peck. You can place it here upon my neck, cause baby, baby, ooh.
Hey, what about sugar?
Some words really knock me off of my feet, especially some words about that stuff that's white and fine and sweet.
Old milk topped with milk and raisins.
Oh, you still don't understand, man. It's amazing. You don't need that stuff when I'm around, baby, cause I'm your sugar and I don't mean maybe. Baby, 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 ooh, that is me. I.
But what about the sugar?
I'm your sugar. That is me, yeah. I'm your sugar.
Oh, that's delightful. Marianne Price in duet with Dan Hicks. From her 1993 Etched in Swing CD, well, what about the sugar? We won't be skipping dessert because we'd be missing a seriously large portion of the many delectable songs about sweets, sweethearts, sugar, cake, pie, candy, and cookies. One particularly American confection calls for whipped cream, three kinds of ice cream and toppings, chocolate sauce, and a banana. Louis Prima wants a banana split for his baby, and as Wingy Minone points out, without a maraschino cherry, a banana split is not quite fit. Asking the musical question, where can he find a cherry for his banana split?
I know a guy who owns a big confectionery store and does a Russian business night and day. Last night I saw him all excited, running out the door, and here's exactly what I heard him say. Where can I find a cherry for my banana split? Because without that cherry, a split is quite unfit. I tried the grocery on the block. He laughed and said, why, I've none in stock. Where can I find a cherry for my banana split? Where can I find a cherry for my banana split? because without that cherry, a split is quite unfit. I asked the Iceman if he knew. He said, boy, I'd like to find one too. Where can I find a cherry for my banana split? Can I find a cherry for my banana split? Because without that cherry, a split is quite unfit. A cherry's good at any price, but you can't use the same one twice. Where can I find a cherry for my banana split?
Man, if you please, serve my chick a mess of calories. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Flip back the lid, scoop anything in sight, make it a rainbow of red, brown, and white. Chocolate chip and everything that's nice. Tutti frutti once and spumoni twice. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me. Spray the whipped cream for at least an hour. Pile it as high as the Eiffel Tower. Loaded with nuts, about 16 ton. Top it with a pizza just for fun. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me.
Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Stack her up with crazy goo,
'cause that's the stuff she likes to wade right through.
Banana split for my baby,
a glass of plain water for me. Now add the cherries, the kind she loves to munch. Skip one banana, use a whole darn bunch. Drown it in fudge, 6 or 7 cans. Give her 2 spoons, she'll eat it with both hands. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me. Separate checks, it must be. Charge the split to her, the water to me. Oh, the banana splits for my baby, and the glass of plain water's for me. Ain't got no money, the glass of plain water's for me.
My time, boys?
Your time, Gaby, yes, sir.
Here I go. I stood by the fruit store on the corner just to watch a funny-looking man. And this is what he said, I heard every word, and I'll tell you so you'll understand.
I don't like your peaches, they are full of stones. I like bananas because they have no bones. Don't give me tomatoes, can't stand ice cream cones. I like bananas because they have no bones. No matter where I go, with Susie May or Anna, I want the world to know I must
Well, this bit of musical corn is the Hoosier Hotshots from 1936, who like bananas because they have no bones. And we also heard Louis Prima from 1956 and Wingy Minone from 1944 on the topic of dessert. The Four Clefs were a popular jump swing vocal jive quartet out of Chicago in the 40s. And so I think we may just have enough room for a last little taste of their I Like Pie, I Like Cake. Seems the perfect way to end this program about food. I'm Dave Radlauer. That's Jazz Rhythm. And oh, here, don't forget your doggy bag. And thanks for listening.
I like pie, I like cake, I like anything you bake. I like your crackers too, crumbled up in chicken stew. When I see your jelly roll, then I lose my self-control. But of all these things, I like you best of all, yeah, yeah. All these things I like you best of all.